The hurricane damage and destruction faced by Puerto Rico will take an extended period of time to recover from, even if a huge influx of support comes from the mainland U.S. But even before that, the island was facing overwhelming debt and a pension crisis. How did Puerto Rico reach this stage, and what can be done to fix the problem? And would reducing debt create other complications? With me to talk about that is economist Mark Weisbrot, co-director of the Center for Economic Research in Washington, D.C. Mark, how deep were Puerto Rico's economic problems even before the terrible impact of these storms?
They have about $74 billion worth of debt, and they can't pay it. And so they went into default, and then in March of 2016, the U.S. government, the Congress, and the administration together set up a financial oversight board to take over the finances of the island, and they gave them a plan, a 10-year austerity plan, which would guarantee, even if it worked the way it was supposed to, another 10 years of no growth and increasing unemployment, out-migration, and poverty. And they've already just had that. They had 10 years of that. So this would be over 20 years. And we looked at it, and it would actually go further than that because they didn't really take into account the impact of the austerity on the economy. So this is a place where you've already got 11.7% unemployment. They have three times the child poverty rate, and they've lost 10% of their population because people are leaving.
When we're talking about this level of debt, how does Puerto Rico take the steps to get out of debt without it further destroying the economy? Because we saw what austerity measures, at least in part, did to a place like Greece.
Yeah, it's very similar. They won't let the economy recover, and it just gets worse, and the debt gets even more difficult to pay, although they can't pay this debt. And, well, if Puerto Rico, this is where the political status is of Puerto Rico is really important. If they were an independent country, for example, they would default like Argentina did in 2002. And Argentina did very well. You know, once they defaulted on their debt, they grew very fast. They grew 60% over those 6 years from 2002 to 2008, and poverty was drastically reduced, and they returned to normal. And so they can't do that because they don't have sovereignty. They don't have the control over any of their economic decisions, especially now, because of this financial oversight board telling them that. So that's the main problem. Now, it could be a state as well, which is an option that has been considered in the past. At least in that case, they would have two senators and five members of Congress who are with voting rights. They don't have any of that now. Then, hopefully, in that situation, they'd have enough influence within the U.S. federal government so that they could have a restructuring process where the economy is allowed to recover, and then they pay the bondholders what they can pay further up. So in other words, it would also involve debt cancellation because they're never going to be able to pay all this. But some of it would be paid later when the economy is recovering. So there are solutions. But our federal government is not allowing Puerto Rico any of these options at this point.
Well, what do you think the disconnect is there then, Mark? Because I think that's a lot of people don't even think of the fact that Puerto Rico is so connected to the U.S. Has Puerto Rico been undone by its own poor decisions, but also our federal government not assisting in the right ways?
Yes. I mean, you know, it's essentially a colony. And when things are going okay, when you don't have control over your economic decision-making and things are going okay, you don't notice it as much. They grew at 3.8% annually, according to the IMF data, which is the best we have, in the 1990s, and 3.2% in the 1980s. And then growth went negative in 2005, and it's been negative every year just about until today. So that's when you need to do something different, and that's when they have no control, and then it's taken away from them. It's very similar in that sense what happened to Greece as a small member of the Eurozone. If they were France, for example, the Eurozone wouldn't have been able to do something this terrible to them. because they would have had more bargaining power. But it's even worse because it really is like being a colony. And, you know, there are something like 5 million Puerto Ricans in the diaspora, and there are members of Congress that are fighting to help Puerto Rico. You know, 145 members of Congress put out a statement demanding more deployment of U.S. military resources, especially aviation, to help with the relief efforts. So they have some, but it's so small. And so this is what happens when you have no power and you have a powerful lobby of these hedge funds and vulture funds, you know, who bought up the debt cheaply and expect to get everything. They have more power than Puerto Rico does at this point.
Mark Weisbrot is co-director of the Center for Economic Research in Washington, D.C.